holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Trying to run from God will not help the situation.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We are talking about running from God today. You can try to run if you want to. It won't be successful. You won't succeed in that. You just won't. Many have tried and failed, including me. I know you tried. When you try to run from God, man, everything just tends to collapse on you and all kind of craziness just starts happening. So it's just best to just stop trying to run and go ahead and face and do what God has for you to do. Because if you don't, the people who, you know, God is sending the message to won't get the message. And they could very well be in danger because you didn't give the message. They're still in danger and then something happens to them. So if God is leading you, if you believe God is leading you, forget what I say. Go with what you believe God is leading you. And if there's something that's incorrect, he'll tell you. Trust me, he'll tell you. But we're going to talk about this today, trying to run from God. You can't run from God. You can't. You can try, you know, but he's everywhere. So how are you going to run from someone who is everywhere? You try to run in heaven, he's there. You try to run on earth, he's there. You try to run in hell, he's there. You try to run in outer space, he's there too. How are you going to run? You can't run and get away from God. You can't, you know? And so like this, I always tell people, hey, your sins are forgiven. You might as well believe. And that's what God says. You might as well believe because that's the only way you'll really put your best foot forward to follow him because you believe, right? So you can't run from him. Just take his advice. Just take his advice. Listen, if he's telling you to start living according to what he's, you know, his commands or something like that, just live by him, man. Don't sit there trying to get around it. And that's our nature as human beings, trying to get around whatever God says or try to run someplace else thinking he's not going to be there. Oh, the futile mind of the human being. Always trying to be something that he's not. Always trying to go someplace that he's not supposed to be instead of following what God has told him. That's all of us, you know. That's not the sinner only. That's the believers too. All of us, man. We say we love God. We say we follow God. But as soon as he gives an instruction or tells us what to do, we won't do it. We won't do it. We try to find a way around it, especially if it's a challenging thing. If it's a challenging command. Oh, man, we're trying to run. But listen, we're going to talk about this Jonah today. He told Jonah, hey, I got a judgment against this group of people. I need you to go tell them that I have a judgment against them so that they can change. And if they don't change, it's going to be bad for them. And Jonah, you know, oh, man, he's not trying to do that. He's not trying to do that. So we're going to read this. Let's see. Jonah chapter, I guess we'll start at chapter one. Yeah, we'll start at chapter one. Jonah chapter one. It says this. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's I guess it's a gentleman that was the father of Jonah. Verse number two. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. So The judgment has come out because God has seen the wickedness of the people. Now, that's just pause right there. We try to do what's right. Or maybe some people don't, you know. But when God sees our wickedness, that's when we're close to being in real trouble, because the judgment's going to come out. So we got to really pay attention to how we operate as people, or the judgment will come upon you. And then that's when he sends the prophet, or he sends the word of God to you through someone. Sometimes even through a child. A child can say something that they don't even know what they're saying, but they say it to you and you hear the judgment of God. So sometimes it'll be a preacher that'll give it to you. Sometimes it'll be nature itself that'll give it to you. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will come and tell you, this is what it is. God himself will tell you, you know. And it says here, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh, announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. Now, the people are wicked, right? The people are wicked. All right. So you'll find out later on that the people changed. Verse number 3, but Jonah got up. See, he heard what the Lord said. Go on over to where? Nineveh. And so Jonah got up and went the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Now, that if the, he's supposed to be a prophet of the Lord, right? And so he hears what the Lord says, and he gets up and goes the total opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Not to not tell the people, but to get away from the Lord. Now, the people, if they never hear the proclamation of what Jonah says about what the Lord says, the people will still be in trouble. They'll still perish. That's why the Lord sent Jonah to talk to him. But Jonah is going to go the total opposite direction. Ain't that how we do it? You know, the Lord will say, do A and B. Don't lie. Don't this. Don't that. Don't covet. Don't. Just treat everybody right and love me. But we go somewhere else. You know, we got to go over here to this religion, go to some other religion, a whole nother religion, make up a religion, start a religion, create a religion, instead of just believing the very God who made everything. But Jonah got up and went the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship. So he found a ship. He bought a ticket and got on the ship. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. That's another city. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. So he did all this, hoping to escape from the Lord. Not from not, you know, I don't want to preach. I don't want to tell the people what you said. I don't want to prophesy to them. I don't want to do any of that. No, he wants to get away from the Lord. He wants to get away from the Lord. Now that in itself will tell you a volume about us human beings. We know what the Lord says. We know the Lord is right. And we still try to run away so we don't have to tell somebody else what's right. We don't want to tell them what's right. We don't want any problems. We just, you know, it's a waste of my time. I don't want to get, let me get away from here. And that's what we do. That's what we do. Verse number 4. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. The Lord did that. So Jonah's trying to get away from the Lord. The Lord sends a great wind while they're sailing. While they're sailing, the Lord sends this great wind. Causing a violent storm that might threaten to break the ship apart. Okay. This is what the Lord does. When he comes, understand that certain things are going to break apart or feel like they're going to break apart is what's going to happen if you don't act. Verse number 5, fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods, whoever they're calling on, hoping that somebody's going to help them, right? But the real God is still waiting. He's the one that's causing the problem, like those other guys going to have anything to do with the real God. No. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. Whatever the valuables were, they threw them overboard to lighten the ship. Now, maybe they were floating because they were in boxes. I don't know. Whatever they were. Whatever they were doing. They were trying to save their own lives. But they're saying, shouting out to their gods, throwing cargo overboard. And that's how life will be. You know, you if God is leading somebody and they're running, but they're around you, it'll interrupt your life. It might just interrupt your life. Mm-hmm. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. He was asleep. Everybody else is panicking. Jonah's asleep. That sounds like Jesus, don't it? Remember, he was on the boat and the disciples were screaming, hey, 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 this we're going to die out here. We're going to this, that, and other. And Jesus is asleep. He says, peace be still. Woo. Jonah and Jesus, there's so is such a correlation between those two. So, but all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. Verse number 6. So the captain went down after him. The captain knew where he was. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives. Hmm. So they didn't know. They just, hey, man, you got a God. Pray to your God, man. Maybe he'll save us, spare our lives or something. Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the land. Now, ain't that something? He gets up running from God, but then he goes, he has to tell the truth. He says, I'm a Hebrew and I just, you know, I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse at all the time, they asked him, what should we do to you to stop this storm? What should we do to you to stop this storm? He said, throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. Yeah. He said, listen, I know that because this terrible storm is all my fault. He admitted it. This terrible storm is all my fault. Verse number 13. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to the land, but the stormy sea was too violent for them. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. Listen, we're going to finish this tomorrow. Don't you dare miss it. Be here tomorrow. We're going to finish this. Don't run from God.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.